Morning, Divine Fam. How are you? It's been a while. I went on a little hiatus because I had to shift my focus and get some things done and do some clearing, like I was telling you, decluttering, weighing out some things. Also, I had something big that needed my attention, my full focus, because if I'm doing 20 million different things, everything gets neglected, no matter how much I'm accomplishing all at once, right? Kind of going back to my roots and realizing I'm not Superwoman, so I'm not gonna do what is not in my control, right? So I started a YouTube channel. Sorry, my throat chakra is horrible. I don't know what's going on lately, but I'm having this issue where, like, I have to constantly clear my throat. I guess it's the time of communication, right? So, yes, again, YouTube channel. I find myself lots of time preaching when it comes to the tarot and, your signs and things of that nature. And I know that a lot of people have said, hey, I need you to talk about this and this and this, right? So I said, Gemini's. My goodness. How can I put this in very nice words? I love Geminis. Don't get me wrong. I have a very, very big heart. Some of the most treasured people in my life are Geminis. Geminis are very stubborn as well, in a sense where they you could tell them to till you're blue in the face what's wrong, what the situation is. And it's almost like there's a denial factor before they hold any accountability for their behavior. It's a defensive kind of denial, like, well, blah, 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 right? Or you're not going to tell me what to do because this is how I am. And it's very aggravating because you just want to shake them and you're like, are you serious? Like, as a Leo, I want to bat you with my paw right now to slap a reality check into you. Right? It's almost. But when you think about them, they are twins, right? So it's a constant battle between the good twin and the bad twin, the savage twin and the logical twin, and, the head over the heart with them consistently. And they'll get so stuck in their head and their opinion and their perspective that it almost blinds them from thinking in an emotional place and in an understanding almost. Do they? Yes, eventually. But it's to the point you're so aggravated and you're like, is this person for real? And you get yourself more stressed out arguing with a Gemini than they do, really. Because they're just like, they take the easy road and they're like, I'm just going to ghost you and I'm going to walk away and I'm not going to deal with this. Even though that they know that you have a point, they're just not the type of people that will sit there at that very moment. Now, and I won't say all Geminis, because I've seen Geminis, I think it's just may less pick and choose a situation, right? If it's enough where you've struck a nerve hard enough, I feel that's when they're like, they go into a shell. If that makes sense, right? Then you have your Libras. Dear Lord. I don't know what it is. Don't know what it is, and I've never gotten into a heated discussion with too many Libras, but I could see the constant justification of their behavior. Like, you tell them, but they will find 15 million reasons why they did something and why they feel they're in the right and why this is the way it should be. And you just want to scream because you're like, are you serious right now? You're wrong. When you're wrong, you're wrong, and that's it. And or sometimes, maybe there's not a right or a wrong, but it's I feel like Libras just don't hear the other person's side, or it doesn't sink in at all. Like, well, I'm the way I am, and that's that, and here's 10 million reasons why I need to be the way that I am, and or why I do things, and why I feel da 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 da, and you're like, I just don't even want to be in a conversation with a Libra. I love Libras, don't get me wrong. I have no hate for any sign, but they are definitely somebody that I can only deal with in small doses, and then I have to walk away because I will just lose my cool if I sit in a conversation longer than probably 20 minutes, half hour tops, right? Okay. Sorry, I need a cup of coffee there. Or a sip of my coffee. Fire signs. How do I feel? Well, I'm a little biased about Leos, but I can see where we're very, let me just say, we have a bad rep. Yes, we're controlling. Yes, we are territorial. Yes, if you make us angry, we'll probably claw your eyes out. Yes, we're fierce. Yes, we're leaders. Yes, we're sassy. Yes, the whole nine yards. Anything that you could think of possibly in imagining a lion, we are. We're strong. We're very strong, smart, surviving people. But it doesn't mean we're not sensitive at all, especially when you have placements in different areas. We have a sensitivity to what is of value to us, okay? Let's think of a Queen of Pentacles. Queen of Pentacles, she holds one big pentacle on her lap and she's staring down into it. She's putting all of her focus and intention in it. If you take that pentacle away from her, she's probably going to be devastated and crushed and upset. She's the queen of that pentacle, okay? With that said, you also have to have a Queen of Wands perspective, fighting for what they believe in, fighting for a cause, fighting for a purpose. They're passionate, the whole nine yards. But that's the thing. When a Leo puts their time and investment into something and you go and try to destroy it, that's when you're going to get scratched. Don't mess with their family, don't mess with their friends, don't mess with their income, don't mess with everything that they've invested their hard work to. If you come and knock over their tower that they just spent a whole bunch of time trying to build, feel their wrath, okay? Because they are very protective and territorial in what they put their heart into. And there's something wrong with that. In a sense. I had recently learned that Leo's lessons in life are to stay humble in the opportunities that are given to them. You put a Leo on the throne. Did the Leo get there? Does the Leo appreciate all of the hard work that took them to get there? Right? Rather than being like, yeah, look at me, I'm the queen or the king of my castle. And you're just my peasants, right? That there's two types of Leos. There's that one you can depend on, and there's that one that's just a douche. Just being real, right? Aries, ugh, Aries have no filter, man. They're gonna tell you how it is, regardless. They don't care. They don't care if they hurt your feelings. They don't care if you push an Aries buttons, you're gonna hear it. Bottom line. Sagittarius, I think they have a lot of passion in life and they have a lot of love and loyalty for people. They're very fun, flamboyant. They want to have their cake and eat it too, really. Which doesn't always work out that way. So it is what it is, right? Who's left? Water. We talked a little bit about Pisces and how I feel about them. So Cancer. Sorry, my kids are Cancers. All right, two of mine are on the Gemini Cancer cusp, right? So I could see that little bit of Gemini in them where they're like free spirited and, they want to beat their own drum and I'm the way that I am and don't care. But I also see that emotion and that compassion. Cancers are very emotional and compassionate people. Don't get me wrong. Very ruled by their emotion. So as a Mercury in Cancer, I feel that. When I'm angry, I'm angry. When I'm sad, I'm sad. When I'm in love, and I love hard. Scorpios, I don't know too many, but they have a loyalty factor, but tend to be so loyal, it can turn into an obsession. I probably would not want to be stinged by a Scorpio because, man, you get on their bad side and whew, yeah, you're gonna feel it. Earth, Taurus, stubborn. You ever try to pull a bull? It ain't happening, right? If you make a bull mad, what happens? They're gonna charge at you. But bulls are just male cows in a sense, and they like to chill and be in their pasture and lay in the sun and eat their grass and just do their thing, and they don't want to be bothered, right? So don't poke and pry at them. A fixed sign, so they're just gonna stay, they're not gonna move. But they're very grounded, dependable people, I will say that. Will say that. Very responsible. In a routine type situation. Capricorns, oh, they're represented by the devil card, right? Good versus evil. Indulgence. Facing denial, in a sense. Which is true. I guess. I pulled up the cards and it was not wanting to give up their independence, but knowing that this could potentially be a good thing and wanting to love, but understanding that maybe they have a little bit of control or a little bit of a control problem. Chained, bound, in a sense. Very focused people. Fixated, right? So when you think of the devil card addiction and they get very focused on one particular thing, and they can't stop. That could be good or bad, right? And then who's left? Virgos. I don't know what to think about Virgos. Very analytic people, very quiet, very reserved. I know people with Virgo moons. It makes sense. Right? Very analytical. Always thinking about things. They know what they want. They get the checklist going off in their head. Very quiet. It's almost like they're just sitting there, devising their plan as you're talking. Which could be a little creepy, right? We all have our good and our bad in our signs. And regardless of who we are, what we are, where our placements are, I'm sorry, water signs, and whatever placement you have in water that's going to affect you, we need to, as advice, this particular portion. Take the next couple of weeks. Don't talk. Don't engage. But think about our flaws inside. Think about what has been washed up. Allow it to wash up and see it on the surface and see what it is that may potentially be holding us back, what we need to face head on and make better, whether it is about ourselves, whether it's about a relationship, whether it's about a friendship. What are we willing to fix? What have we not been dealing with? And choose, are we going to leave it laying there in the sand, or are we going to pick it up and make it something better, right? Are we going to treasure it and keep it? Is it worth saving from being maybe sucked back into the waters just to sit and float around? And like I said before, if we're dealing with a situation where we're in some kind of disagreement, take the moment to realize, is the situation of value to you? Is it worth the pettiness and the BS that you are contributing to it? Can we come to some sort of compromise and let bygones be bygones? Because we have to look at it as, if we continue to get ourselves in this negative headspace, are we willing to make that decision to risk it all? Because we potentially could. What if something happened? Right? How much of a risk are we willing to take? And even so, like, if you have a new job opportunity or you have opportunities out there that you could potentially get on, or something that you've been wanting to do for a very long time and you just haven't been doing it, is the risk of letting it pass you by worth it? Is it worth losing that person in your life? So take that moment, this new moon, or even right now, think about it, because the new moon's approaching, right? Think about what in your heart, and I'm talking about your heart. Let's leave our mind out of it, because let's face it, we're too much in our heads right now. Weighing, what if, well, they did this, I feel like this, I don't know, type situation. So take yourself out of your head, put yourself in your heart, and ask yourself, is this worth me losing? Whether it be a person, whether it be an opportunity, whether it be, you know, going after something that makes you happy, is it worth it? And if the answer is no, then take this moment, this time, this new moon, these next couple of weeks, setting your intentions, making your plan, how you're going to fix it, how whatever has been washed up from the waters, what you're going to take and what you're going to let go back into the ocean and float away from you. And then when the retrograde is over and we have a good solid understanding of what it is that we're not willing to risk, not willing to gamble, go for it. Fix it. Make it right. This is the time the universe is telling you, is giving you the moment to do something about the things that you haven't done anything about for a while. And I get it. We've all been in this crazy, since, I don't know, June? It felt like it was like forever. But now we're in a new year. We're in this moment where we have the opportunity to make what has been wrong right. To move into our authentic selves, to do the things that we love and feel whole and complete. All right, so I'm gonna leave it at that. If you want, go ahead and check me out. I'll put the link in the bio for you. For the YouTube channel, I'm thinking about taking my recordings and putting them up there too, so that they're in both places, easy accessible, yada yada, the whole nine yards. Still more yet to come because I have this urge to just give and create and inspire. I don't know why. Maybe it's this Taurus in me, maybe it's the Leo. Maybe it's the cancer, I don't know. But I'm gonna go with it because my gut and my heart are telling me to. All right. Love to you all. Good luck. See you soon.